Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
I am. I am. More than I have been, I am. More than I will be, I am. Yes, Nikki Byers Beckwith in the land of I am. Oh, in the land of I am one with the one. In the land of I am. Yes, Nikki Byers Beckwith. Find out more about her website address is weletitbe.com. Weletitbe.com. If you want to see her in action, agapelive.com. agapelive.com. Where she, her, and her husband, Michael Bernard Beckwith, help you to tap into the I am consciousness. Just to remember, in the land of I am, more than I have been, I am. agapelive.com. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you're alive. You make a difference because you're on this planet. You make a difference simply because you can hear this conversation. That's how I know. Because if you're on this planet, you're making a difference. Making a difference with your thoughts, with your feelings, the words you're speaking out, putting out there. How do you feel about yourself? You're making a difference right now. You're making a difference by tuning in. You're tuning into the radio show and you're tuning in to yourself. And when you tune into yourself, you tap into intuition and you have all the information you need to move through life, to navigate, to remind yourself that your GPS is connected to the universal satellite called I Am. And you're never lost, even if you don't know where you're going. It becomes an adventure. If you don't know what the heck is going on, you're never lost because you're connected to the universal GPS called the I Am consciousness. Thank you for tuning in. And you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern, and that's the official time. We usually play a little bit longer. It's getting very kind of like an everyday thing now. But we usually finish with our guests around 1:15, 1:20, 1:30, you know, because even the guests have so much fun, they don't want to leave. Like, I now got another appointment in 5 minutes, but I'll just cancel it. Actually, we've had guests move their appointments because they wouldn't stay longer. No, that's not an exaggeration. That's the truth. Get out your own head and stay connected. Yes, 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 yes. Taylor Sonora is in the house. And she's here to download truth, to share her story, to assist us as we continue this month of love, relationships, and abundance. How to navigate it, how to embrace it, how to see the best in ourselves and in others. And once again, I want to acknowledge fathers. Yesterday was Father's Day all over the world. Interesting that in England, Mother's Day was like a month or two before Mother's Day in America. But Father's Day is, Father's Day was in the same day for everyone, wherever they celebrate it. I wonder what that's about. They just don't like to give us more than one day, do they? They give us a tie, a handkerchief, and a tool. They go to Home Depot or Lowe's. Like, we don't need to be loved. Anyway, I digress. Love it. Speaking of that, actually, I didn't. Bishop Carlton, who is also a regular guest on Life Conversations Radio, he was at Hillside Truth Center yesterday, and he spoke for on his Father's Day event. Man, I just love that man. I appreciate his message because he brought it in a different way. Rather than just saying, man, you just stand up and be more emotional and be there for their children. Because we do that when it's Father's Day. But when it's Mother's Day, we say there's nothing like a mother. And the mother, you know, is going to always, you know, you can never replace your mother with all this love. But, man, sometimes we get chastised. And that's the truth. But I love how he brought his message and weaved it in with relationships and what men really want. Men really want to be acknowledged. Men want, they want to feel loved. They want to be told they're handsome. They want to be told that they're wonderful. But sometimes men don't even know how to ask. And then so it just kind of happens where men don't talk. And you got to, if you missed it, you contact Hillside Truth Center and get a DVD of that stuff. It's very healing. And there's some other Father's Day conversations we're going to have with the one today. So anyway, let's get ready. There's so much I want to squeeze in here. I said I was going to keep my opening short, but I'll just trust the process. I trust the process of life. I am not in control, even though I convince myself or pretend I am in control. I'm just in the flow of what's already in control, or who and what is in control. What do I need to tell you? Announcements, yes. Well, today at 1 o'clock, well, maybe 1 o'clock, I don't know, somewhere around 1, we're going to have Celestial Moment today. We're taking your calls. Like right now, if you got a question, you better press 1 on your keypad because we're only doing 3 to 5 readings, maybe 3, depends on how long I get to spend with the one. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it will make sense to you in a minute. So the other announcement, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad if you have any questions, your comments. You can also go to Ask Life Coach ADE fan page, Ask Life Coach ADE fan page on Facebook, fan page, like page. Some people say, what do you mean fan page? It's the same thing. I'm just old school. It started off as a fan page. Now they call it a like page. So, yes. Just put your question in there. It's better if you call in, really. It's really better if you call in. And so, actually, we may just do, well, I don't know. Let me not even go there. But if you don't do Facebook, you can't get on Facebook for whatever reason, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com, and click the Ask Life Coach at a button, tab, and fill in the email, and we'll get it. Casper or I will get to it, or both of us will get to it. Now, other announcements. This month, as I said, what are we doing again? We're focusing on love, relationships, all the forms of relationships, the relationship with self, relationship with our husband, our wives, with coworkers, with the neighbors, with the dog. What does it mean? And then we're focusing as well on abundance. Tomorrow we have Edwin Gaines, the author of The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity. Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity, A Simple Guide to Unlimited Abundance. You got to give, and you got to clear out, and you got to let go, and you got to serve. She'll break that down tomorrow. That's all I'm saying about that. On Wednesday, we have Reverend Leo Kelly from Agape International Spiritual Center. She's going to talk about relationship as a spiritual practice. Now, that's a practice for you, relationship as a spiritual practice. We had our show, was it last week? Marriage as a spiritual practice, that's one form of relationship. Now, the whole kind of, all kind of relationship, how to use it as a spiritual practice. And on Thursday, abundance, Karen Russo, Reverend Karen Russo. So it's funny, actually. Today we have Reverend Tara Sonora. Tomorrow we have Reverend Edwin Gaines. Wednesday we have Reverend Leo Kelly. Thursday, we have Reverend Karen Russo. In the words of one of my listeners, is this a Christian radio station? Oh, yes, it is. Is a Christian radio station? Is a Muslim radio station? Is a Buddhist radio station? Is an interfaith radio station? As a matter of fact, is an atheist radio station? We invite everybody to come and break bread with us because we are one. We have one. So Karen Russo will be here. She's going to talk about how to discover the spiritual money keys. She's the author of The Money Keys, so make sure you tune in for that. Those of you whose money is funny and you're not laughing, if you don't get it, never mind. But if your money is funny and you're not laughing, and even if your money is funny and you're in stitches, Edwin Gaines will be here to talk about the laws of prosperity, and Karen Luther will be joining us as well. Okay, let's get ready to roll. Rolling in the deep. You're going to roll in deep with pure consciousness. Okay. What else? What do I need to tell you? I think that's it. I'm ready to talk with Tamara. Tamara? No, I'm not ready to talk to Tamara. I'm ready to talk to Tara. Tamara's in the chat room. the American heroes in the chat room. Silent listeners are in the chat room. They're all disguised as guests. We have folks on the phone line. Dollar is trying to hide. And she might even run away, but we're not going to let her run. You're staying right there. Cancel all your appointments. Celeste is in the house. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, let me read a little bit about Tara so we can jump into this conversation. Because I am super, super excited. What do I need to do? I need to do this in the consciousness of relationships. Let me play these for you. And then I'll read a little about Tara, and then we'll keep the conversation going. It is really about oneness. I don't care what you believe in or don't believe in. It's really about oneness. And if you don't understand it, if you're struggling with it, here's a lesson for you. Here's a lesson in oneness.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 Well, there is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
There is no separation. We are one, regardless of what you're going through or growing through, if you're financially abundant or not, if you're in pain or in joy, if you believe something else or not, you with a different party or not, we are one. So let's connect in one consciousness. And real quick, I got to tell you, this is a special day for us. I don't know why I even forgot. Today is our anniversary on Blog Talk Radio. 4 years ago today, June 18th, actually, is when we first started broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio. Life Conversations Radio started 2004, but in 2008, we started broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio. So, we're celebrating ourselves. It's been a long journey, and it keeps going. So now let me read. Some people are asking me, who's that? That's Carly Jackson, of course. Carly Jackson. You know Carly Jackson, the one that I always open the show with. If you want to find out more about Carly, you can find her on Facebook, CARLLIE, Carly Jackson, JAXEN. Or you can go to soundcloud.com. You can find out more of her songs on there, soundcloud.com. Now, Tara Sonora, Reverend Tara Sonora, excuse me, I'm going to get my radio voice. All right, let me drink my peppermint tea. One second. I don't know if that did it. Yeah, okay, here we go. Reverend Tara Sonora has been a spiritual counselor and a channeler of the angelic realm since 1986. Stop it. She's dedicated to spiritual development and personal healing and is committed to being of service to humanity because she knows we are one. Tara believes that her ability to communicate with spirit is a sacred gift that is meant to be shared with the world. Tara's spirit guides and angels communicate through her to bring forth tools for self-discovery and enlightenment. She works multidimensionally with celestial and angelic energies, including highly evolved beings, master teacher spirit, and Christ consciousness. The energies of one, this energy of one, O-N-E, they are Tara's angelic spiritual guide and soul family, have blessed her life in a profound way by giving her the opportunity to facilitate incredible transformations with her clients. Tara feels honored to channel such a loving entity and feels very blessed that one's divine wisdom is healing the lives of so many people. So as I get ready to bring her on, I just want to let you know, one, Tara's going to bring one on later on. I like that. Tara's going to bring one on later on. So, but we're going to talk to Tara first. We'll ask one some questions, and then we'll do some reading. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful friend, my sister, myself, Tara Sonora. Everybody's happy to see you here.
Thank you
for showing up.
My pleasure.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's jump right on in. Okay, I read a little bit about you. There's so much we can say about you, but I want to ask you from your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is Tara Sonora?
Well, thank you, Addy. I'm just a girl.
With many talents and many gifts.
I'm a channeler of the angelic realm, and I'm really blessed to live in beautiful Sedona, Arizona, and I enjoy helping people. That's really the bottom line, and I tend to take people under my wing and just be there in service and be a good listener. Sometimes people just need someone to listen to. And sometimes I just channel through some profound pearls of wisdom that seem to help people. And I love life. I am blessed in this world for sure.
Yes, I know why I love your energy, because I resonate with you. Lover of life, indeed. Lover of life. Now, let's talk about your work. You know, you're an angel channel, and we can, you know, some of us know what that means. What does the angel channel do? What's an angel channel?
Well, I'm a communicator on behalf of the angels, and I feel I have a true gift from God that allows me to hear the angels, and I can relay or just be that clear vessel for the angels to speak to others through me. And it's just such a blessing, because to talk to angels for a living is a real joy.
So here's the question that I have for you. Being able to talk to angels for a living, is it possible to get addicted to the angels where you just keep asking them everything?
Well, yeah, you have to have a sense of independence, for sure. Mm-hmm. People do ask me, oh, did you ask Juan about this or that? And I'm like, well, no. And they're always surprised, because I have an agreement with my angels and spirit guides that I'm here to live my life the way I choose, but they have full permission to let me know if I'm going off the beam, you know, if I'm starting to, you know, go in the wrong direction, or if I need to be given the heads up about something, they have full permission to jump in and give me a message and let me know what I need to know. But I don't run to them and ask them about every choice and decision. And also with my clients, it's sometimes a slippery slope there. You don't want to have people get too attached to asking for every decision and choice. But
right.
I always like to encourage people to be empowered to make their own choices with what feels good and right within themselves.
I listen to you and I'm smiling here because I used to remember a joke when people would say to me, gosh, how do you do that? I don't know, but I can tell you one thing. Well, my angels have got muscles that are well-defined because I put them to work. It's like they're always working out. But I want to ask you, when you talk about angels being around, why do we need them? And, let's start with that. We'll start with that. Why do we need angels?
Well, maybe we don't, because a lot of the population completely ignores them. And we don't need them to live a healthy, full, and positive life. But where we get into trouble is all of our myriad of problems of being human, where our emotions or our mind get the better of us, where the ego takes over. And then our judgment or our view of life becomes clouded. And the angels always have that crystal clear clarity of perspective that can help us zero in on exactly what's going on, why we're feeling the way we're feeling, why things are happening the way they're happening. And it can really bring a lot of peace to us to be open to the angel view of life.
So they're like a spiritual Windex. They help clean our view of the world.
We get clouded by our own issues all the time. It's just being human.
So their role is to support us if we ask for help. Is that correct?
Yes. And, the key is to ask because we get so stuck in our stuff that we can't see another perspective. But if we take a minute to just breathe, call in the white light from the heart of God, call in the golden light from the Christ consciousness, and then call in your angels and spirit guides and ask for help, help will be given. That's not a prayer that's denied.
So any prayer is answered. I don't know if I can say any prayer is answered. What are your thoughts on that? Because I would say all prayers, but so when you say prayers are not denied, does that mean it doesn't matter how we pray, what we ask for, and is it always answered?
Prayers are always answered one way or another. It may not be answered the way we want the prayer to be answered, but it's just like if you want to make God laugh, make a plan. There is that perspective too, that we can't always get everything our way all the time. Sometimes there's other influences. Sometimes there's karma in our way. Sometimes we're in the process of learning a gigantic big life lesson. I call it getting the spiritual 2x4 across the head, sometimes we get these wake-up calls. And yet, when we pray, we are asking for God's help and we're opening ourselves to reality, a better opportunity or a new way of being. And it's important to be able to at least see ourselves differently and see the situations differently so that we can make positive change.
Right. So when the angels are answering our prayers, do we actually hear the answered prayer, or things are orchestrated to lead us in the direction of where we need to go?
Well, it's both, but people can hear our angels if you happen to be clairaudient. Not everyone's clairaudient, but a lot of people are very intuitive, and you'll get a feeling from the angels. So sometimes it's just it comes through as a sense of knowing, or people that are clairvoyant and are more visual might get a visual of the angel coming and being with them. And then people that are more kinesthetic or clairsentient may just get a feeling of yes or no, or a feeling of, well, let me try this, or let me go in this direction. But there's a lot of things people ask the angels for, and, you know, especially healing when we're suffering in any way.
Right.
You know, maybe we could talk about, you know, the suffering in the world is just such a, you know, such a painful body of energy. And yet,
yes,
when we're hurting and when people we love are hurting, that's it's such an important time to turn to prayer and to ask the angels to alleviate the suffering, or to help us recognize what we can fix, change, or control and what we can't.
Right. To know when to let go and know when to embrace.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes people pray when bad things are happening to good people, and, you know, it pains me when sometimes there isn't a specific answer, you know, to the question of why.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sometimes difficult, because sometimes it's karma, sometimes it's a big life lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a very individual process to come to understand why certain things happen.
And that's a very good point, because I think that's part of our challenge on this planet, because there's some things we just won't understand in the human body. It just no matter how much intelligent we are, no matter how scientific we are, there's just some things that we just would not be able to wrap our minds around. And I hear people say, kind of what you said, why do bad things happen to good people? And for me, I take a different take on that. It's like, you know, who's deciding who's good or bad? And who's deciding that? And what really, you know, from your experience, when people have asked you that question, or, you know, maybe something happens, or people say, why is this sickness happening to a baby, a child is innocent. From your work with the angels, from the collective consciousness that your soul family want, what have you learned about the suffering that, you know, that affects children, the so-called good people and bad people, just humanity, period?
Right. Well, it's usually something about karma, and we can't always know in the moment consciously what past lifetime may have contributed to the current situation. And we may have caused suffering in a past lifetime, and maybe the suffering in this life may have to do with a karmic retribution of some kind, or perhaps it's just a big life lesson. And for example, 4 years ago when I got karma hit me upside the face when I got breast cancer, and it was out of the blue, and that was one of those classic, you know, bad things happening to quote-unquote good people, because here I devoted my life to being in service to humanity and had been doing nothing but helping people for more than 20 years. And then I get cancer, and I'm like, what? You know, it was one of those moments where there's not an easy, quick answer to it. And after working it through and doing healing physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually on every level, I came to realize that there was a tremendous gift in overcoming cancer. Mm-hmm. And I knew from the beginning that I was meant to overcome it, and I did, thank God. But it was really about surrendering and putting my life in the hands of God and trusting that there were some big lessons in learning how to receive, and lessons around nurturing myself, and lessons around letting go of my fear of death. And so each situation that calls upon us to challenge ourselves creates an opportunity for some profound wisdom, learning, soul advancement, growth, and evolution that could not have happened any other way.
Yes, yes. And with that perspective, it helps us to listen differently and pay attention rather than just say, why me, or be judgmental or critical of ourselves or others. I want to ask you, when you had the breast cancer and you thought of the work that you've been doing for humanity, you've been loving, you've been assisting people through their own disease, you've given your life to serving humanity, and bam, here you are dealing with breast cancer. Was there a stage where you were angry? Was there a stage where you thought, what? Maybe not just what, but maybe you went, WTF? It's like, are you kidding me? Me? Why? Was there a stage where you were angry or really just didn't understand it? And how did you move through it before you got to the lesson that you realized it helped you to release the fear of death and all the other things that you mentioned previously?
Well, yes, I did go through that. I was really mad at my angels because I thought we had a pretty good open communication channel. They didn't give me much of a heads up until, you know, it had progressed much further than, an early warning would have been much easier. But
right.
The way I worked through it was, again, just surrendering my life to God. And I had to say, you know, I'm here in God's grace, and that I will live as long as God wants me to live. But I kept saying, God, you know, I'm a good worker. You know, we go through that bargaining phase, you know.
Right.
And it's like, I think it would be a smart move. I actually said that to God. I'm like, I really think it would be smart to keep me around because I really have a lot of good work in me to still do here, you know.
Oh, God. Can you imagine God as a human being? If God was human, but God isn't, but can you imagine God up there just listening and say, oh, my children, they crack me up. Like,
yes.
I don't even know why I created you.
But you go through it. You make whatever deals you can make, you know, and you just basically pray. And and it was prayer that got me through it. And and I felt the angels reassuring me that I would get to the other side of the illness and then help others to transcend cancer. And I've been clean and clear over 3 years now, and I plan to stay that way.
I know that's right. I know that is right. You know, the more I mature, the more I grow, the more I learn, the more I realize this thing called life ain't no joke. It's not for wimps. You know, being on this planet, it's a lot of work because, you know, there's a truth that says we're one with God, we're love, we're pure joy, pure potential. And then everything in life or other things starts to say, yeah, really? Pure joy, pure love? Okay, let's move things around. And it's learning to balance and, more importantly, to surrender and giving our lives to God, to the divine consciousness and saying, my life is your life, use me. That takes a lot of work, and I think it's an individual commitment. But sometimes we have society or the things that we learn from spiritual centers, from religious institutions, from school, that, you know, that we're separated from the all good that we desire. So the work really is releasing all the stuff we learn and learn the mess so we can get the message by connecting with the real source. It's a process. It's a process.
It is a process. And for me, it was letting go of the fear of death. And I think every human, you know, has that to some degree. And we need to realize that there is no death, that the body sheds away and then the soul is eternal. And as we move through our interdimensional awareness, we become stronger and stronger in knowing that light body, knowing who we are as a spirit that lives beyond the physical death. And when we identify more with our spirit and our consciousness, then the body falling away and then reincarnating in another body just feels like it's a fun part of the process of being a
right.
spirit.
Right, right. I want to ask you another question. I was kind of thinking we're ready to go to one, but before we go to one, let me ask one question. I knew I was going to play with that. You
sure.
talked about karma earlier, and people tend to look at karma as a punishment, as something that comes back and bites you in the neck because you've been horrible. People say, well, I guess I'm going through all this pain and disaster because I was a mean person in previous lives. What is your definition of karma?
Well, karma is just energy. You know, we have this experience of being human, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, and we're here to learn, grow, to evolve. And in that process, sometimes we play out the negative emotions. Sometimes mm-hmm. we do hurt others, and we hurt ourselves. And karma is, to me, just balancing out the life lessons and getting the integrative wisdom from the collective of our experiences. And when we've come through some difficult times, it's so important to really do that introspection to get what the life lessons are from those experiences. And because if we really get the lessons, then we don't have to repeat them.
Right, right.
And that's so important for people who, we're going to be talking about relationships, who, let's say, consistently make bad choices when it comes mm-hmm. to a partner that is abusive or not harmoniously suited to them. So
right.
when people recognize they have a pattern going on, then they can be more empowered to change it. And once they get the lesson of what they're supposed to learn from those experiences, then they don't have to make that choice again.
Mm-hmm. And karma comes to help us balance and see a broader perspective and have a deeper awareness, right?
Well, yes, and karma really does play a big role in relationships, because sometimes people feel that powerful, magnetic, passionate connection that they're like, oh, I gotta be with this person. You know, sometimes it's the karma that's drawing them together, because there has mm-hmm. been some unfinished business from a past life. I actually married a man who murdered me in a past life.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
But let me tell you,
I hope karma didn't make you murder him this lifetime. Like, let me let you know how that felt. So what was that like? Oh, my God. What was that like? And even
well,
when
if
you
you're
going to
play out in this earth realm, the role
mm-hmm.
of perpetrator and victim,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to hurt somebody, like take their life, who would you do mm-hmm. that with but the soul you love the most? And I came to realize that we loved each other very deeply, and that we had a lot of different experiences lifetime to lifetime to lifetime, but that it didn't mean we didn't love each other. And the lesson was really about a balance of power, and me stepping into my power in the relationship, but not in a competitive way, but in a balanced, equal way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, again, each relationship is going to have your own unique lessons that come from it, but typically it relates to some level of empowerment and a higher self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And the balancing of karma can also be done very easily by forgiveness and release and declaring the karma complete. And if you're really having trouble with it, ask the angels and the karmic boards in the higher dimensions to help release you from this karma and see it dissolving, see it coming into completion, and be done with it.
Right, right, right. You know, before you bring in your soul family one. I want to add, you said something where I understand it, but there may be some listeners saying, what do you mean the person you love the most is when you're going to play that out with? What do you mean by that a soul that you love the most is who you would, you know, the victim victim-perpetrator kind of relationship, and, you know, be murdered by the person you end up marrying again this lifetime?
Well, you know, to come into this life and any life, we make agreements and contracts before we're even born. And if you were going to have a lifetime that you just, you know, it's usually with a younger soul, you know, that younger souls need to play out some violence from time to time to have that experience. There is usually an agreement or an understanding that's reached even before you're born. Well, who am I going to play this out with? And who volunteers to be the victim?
Ooh,
oh,
Lord,
yeah, sign me up for
there.
That one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
oh,
I love
wow.
you that much
mm-hmm.
that, yes, stab me, and I'll forgive you. And then
okay.
I'll overcome my victim consciousness by having that experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's always a lesson on both ends.
Yeah.
That come from these experiences, and my situation, I can't say is everybody's situation. You know, each situation has to be looked at individually. You know, maybe it is an eye for an eye in some lifetimes, and maybe in other lifetimes, karma can be absolved by an act of benevolence, an act of kindness and love. I've seen bad karma get erased by good karma.
You end up earning yourself some karma credits, making up for the past.
Well, that's what I figured, you know, when I'd been a spiritual counselor for 20 years, you know, I thought, okay, I have all these good karma points in stored up. Let's cash them in, you know.
Right. So karma can be like the spiritual collector that calls and say, hello, your credit score is very low. Your karma credit score is very low. Let's help you bring it back to balance. No! I don't want to answer your call. I'm not listening. Okay, we're going to take a break. Are you ready for us to bring the non-physical being to talk to us about love, relationships, and abundance?
Sure, but before I do, I'll just explain my little going into trance process, that's all.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to take a break anyway, but I'm so there, I forgot. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for doing what I should do. Please explain.
Yeah, go ahead, just let me know.
So you want to do it, I want to take a break. Do you want me to take a break first, or and then when you come back you explain it, or do you want to explain it now?
Yeah, you can go ahead and take a break, and then when we come back I'll explain what's happening when I go into
training.
Okay, good.
Okay. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. My guest is Tara Sonora. She is an angel channel, a spiritual counselor, energy healer. To find out more about her, her website address is angelchannel.com. It's really that simple. You get to see the beautiful smiling face looking at you. You can get healed just by looking at her eyes. You see the light just beaming at you. It's like, So just go in there and get your healing right now if you don't want to call in. AngelChannel.com, 347-426-3346. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and then she's going to channel a non-physical being called one. And I've got questions, but I don't think I'll get to all of it. We'll see what happens. We will be right back, and then what? I don't know. What was I going to say? Nothing. Take a break.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Take a little shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
I will see you there. I will play. I am here to play. And if you're not playing through life, ooh, you might be fighting life. You might want to check that. But if you want to play, haven't learned to play, and you know how to play, and you want to teach other people how to play, iwillplay.org. And we are playing with spirituality. We're playing with truth. We're playing with life. My guest, I'm playing with Tara Sonora, and you'd have to just watch it on the playground. Her website address is angelchannel.com. And right now, we're getting ready to take it up a notch, to go to the ethereal realm, the angelic realm. So, Tara, tell us about the about one and what happens and who and what is one.
Well, it's a beautiful experience to channel, first of all. I absolutely love the process because it's always fills me with love and with joy and peace. And one is a group of angelic beings from, we'll say that they've evolved as a collective consciousness beyond the need to incarnate in human bodies. One is an ascended angelic group of the seventh dimension, and they collectively have lived thousands and thousands of lifetimes upon the earth, and graduated earth school. So now they dwell in the angelic realms, and they connect through me to bring through wisdom to humanity, and they're very loving, they're funny, they're wise, and they're here in service, and I'm in service by being their primary channeler here.
Yes, so much questions about that, but I won't go there right now. So if you've got more questions about that, angelchannel.com. We want to be a little bit more focused with some other questions we have. So now tell us what happens as you go in and allow them to come out.
Okay. Well, I always begin with a prayer, and I call in. Actually, I'll just do the prayer, and that will also do the invocation to open up to those energies. But as I do the prayer, I'm actually visualizing white light pouring into me from the heart of God. I'm visualizing golden light pouring into me from the Christ consciousness. And I open up to their presence, and I begin to feel my own soul rising up and moving off to the right-hand side of me. I feel like I just kind of move over. And one comes in from the left side and just gently slides into my body. Sometimes my body jumps a little bit. And and suddenly their presence is with me. It's within me. And I surrender to them because I've developed a long-term relationship with them, so I trust, I know who they are. You know, right. I don't recommend people just letting any old spirit into their body. That's not advisable. It's better to get to know your angels and ascended masters through meditation and develop that sense of trust and recognition of them over time, and then it's much easier to let go of the consciousness and let their consciousness be present within you. So it's actually a very gentle and beautiful process. And so my voice changes, and I always like to give people the heads up on that, because when one comes in, they speak with a little bit of an accent. I can't control it. It's just they have their own manner of speaking. And it's a little bit of a Celtic accent, but, you know, just enjoy it and don't think anything of it.
And then after my questions that I want to ask about love, relationship, and abundance, can we move into the readers? Do you want to read the readers? The listeners. Do you want one to answer the question, or are you going to come back? How is that going to
work? One can answer those questions. That'd be great.
Okay. Okay, great. So we're going to get to you, listeners. You're in line. You press the button. So one is going to answer your question one at a time. I couldn't resist. I couldn't resist tempting. Okay, one quick question. When one is answering the question, when they're communicating, do you hear what they're saying? Do you feel what they're saying?
Yes. I do a form of channeling that is something in between conscious channeling and deep trance channeling. I'm in enough of an altered state to be out of the way, but I'm still conscious and aware of what's happening. So for me, it's like I'm watching the movie of what's happening. So I get to witness what's coming through. And for example, if someone asks a question about a past lifetime, in my head, I'm watching the movie of that past lifetime. So you're just hearing the words, but I'm getting all the visuals that accompany it.
Wow. Well, we're working on some telesummits, and we definitely want to bring you back, because I got tons and tons of questions. That's how I'm like, you know, I'm a student of life. It's just like, I want to ask you, you answer my question, and then I have a question from your answer. But anyway, let's get ready to go in and connect with one, and then we'll go from there.
Very good. So I'll start with my invocation prayer just to open up to the energies. And then I'll just slip away and one will step in and say hello. And we'll take it from there. How's that?
Let's do it.
All right, good. So we begin by calling in the presence of the divine. Father God, Mother Goddess, all that is, Creator Source. We welcome in the presence of the angels, the archangels, the ascended masters, the Christ consciousness, the goddesses, and all the highest, most loving beings of light to join with us now. And I ask that I may be a clear and perfect channel of God's love, light, and healing for all of you today. So be it, and so it is. Amen.
So it is. Amen.
And with that, I will step aside and bring in one.
Yes, greetings, greetings, dear ones. We are the energies of one. And indeed, what a great pleasure it is to be with you today. Hello again, dear Addy.
Hello, one. How are you doing?
Oh, quite wonderful indeed. We're so pleased you've invited us back here today. Thank you.
If I can have my way, I want to have you every day. So thanks.
Well, then you'll have to develop your telepathic skills, eh?
Oh, okay. I got it. Now I got to do some work. Okay, I can work that out. Now, I have some questions that I've written earlier, but another one came to me usually I get wonderful questions or thoughts when I'm in the shower. And but I want to ask you this before I ask you different categories. I want to talk about love. I want to talk about relationships and abundance. But the first question I want to ask you, right now, where are you?
We are everywhere. Mm-hmm. We are not location specific as much as we exist in the consciousness. And we are able to coalesce our energies to speak as a consciousness. Through this one known as Terra, but we exist interdimensionally. We are in every dimension simultaneously. We are of the non-physical realms. This is why we say we are not location-specific, although we're using this body that happens to be sitting in Sedona, Arizona at the moment.
Right. So if you're everywhere and you're connected with everyone, do you feel the pain and the suffering of humanity?
Oh, yes. We can access that frequency, that vibration. We choose to, how shall we say, hover above that energy, however, because to dwell in the frequency of suffering is not necessary in order for us to hold the place of compassion and love and healing for the planet. It is much better. In fact, we would encourage everyone to recognize that, yes, suffering has its purpose and its place upon the planet. It's part of the human experience, yes. But to rise above the frequency of suffering and to dwell in the place of love and compassion is so much more productive in terms of helping to facilitate the healing of the consciousness of humanity, healing of the suffering. For example, when a friend or someone you love is suffering, you can, of course, empathically match that energy and suffer with them, but that's not necessarily helping them, except for, you know, a moment or two of crying together can sometimes be a great act of love. But the more that you can, as the healer or as one who is wanting to be a helpful friend, the more that you hold the space of love and compassion from the higher viewpoint, this is a better way, you might say, to serve, to help provide the frequency of love, which is the frequency of healing.
But sometimes the human suffering is so painful, so deep, so gut-wrenching, that it's hard to hold that higher energy, energy of compassion. What can we do, those of us who are committed to raising the vibration, when family members are suffering, when neighbors or the country or the world is suffering? How can we actually get, what can we do to be able to tap into the compassion and not get sucked in into the pain and suffering?
It is to turn to your faith, to turn to your own personal relationship with the divine, as well as to pray and ask for help from your angels and spirit guides, as we're always present to help raise the vibration and bring in the frequencies of love and healing. But it is to make a very clear personal choice about whether you want to suffer or not. And if the clear choice is that you do not wish to suffer, then changes need to take place typically in one's life to begin consistently making positive, loving choices for yourself. And it begins with your inside, as they say, it's always an inside job, right? You know, it's about your thoughts, monitoring your own thoughts, monitoring how much suffering are you creating upon yourself that is really not necessary. And yet, again, these are situations that are unique unto each person. If you're trying to tell a parent who has just lost a child, well, just think happy thoughts and you'll get over it. To smack you across the face, yes?
Yes.
You have to handle each situation differently. And sometimes people need to grieve.
Yeah.
You know, when one loses a child or a mate or a best friend or your parent, you know, there is a grieving process where sometimes they are inconsolable. Sometimes you just need to cry and cry and cry and cry until all the tears have cried, you know. And
yeah.
And then a day or two later, you might need to cry and cry and cry again. That's all right. It's part of the healing process. But we're talking about the situations where the person is now in a position to want to be empowered to change it, you know, to want to begin healing and shifting the energies more towards love. And
right.
when one is empowered to do this, they must take a look at what is the lesson I am learning from this situation. What can I do to express my self-love? Can I? What choices can I make to make myself feel better right now? And sometimes it's going for a walk or turning to a friend, picking up that phone, going into meditation and prayer. You know, there's so many things that people can choose to begin shifting and changing the energy away from suffering into the light, into their spirituality, into looking at an appreciation for joy, an appreciation for beauty of this world. So it is a very unique situation, but the key is to open the heart and be in a place of compassion and hold yourself in your own arms like you would love a beautiful baby, and how you would treat that beautiful baby in your arms. This is how you must treat yourself. We could talk all day just on that subject.
Yes. I must tell you, as you're talking, more questions are coming up, and I want to go to the ones that I've written before. But now I really do understand, and I trust that helps the listeners. I'm sure got a lot out of it. When you talk about love and being love on this planet, on Earth, we use love. I love my food. I love my car. I love my wife. I love my husband. I am in love. I'm falling out of love. Love is too difficult. From your perspective, from a higher plane, what is love?
Oh, that is a good question. Well, you know, that answer depends upon which dimension of perspective you're referring to. In the higher dimensions, love is the overriding characteristic of the divine. It is the experiential aspect of God. And to experience the presence of the divine is to embody the essence of love. And love is a sweetness. It is a kindness. It is a compassion. It is a oneness and a feeling of connection with all life that is very sweet and blissful and beautiful. And it can just be all-enveloping and delicious. And as you move through the dimensions, you can have different experiences of love. In the third dimension, when one is in a physical body, and as you said, you say, oh, I love my brother, I love my sister, I love my car, I love my house. These are attachments, you know, these are, how shall we say, experiences of appreciating a person or a thing in your life in a way that become attached to the heart, and you love this person or thing and you feel connection to it. And it mimics the ultimate connection to that which is God. When you truly love someone, you are entering into a consciousness, into a field of energy that is that blissful, beautiful, precious energy of love that you all know. Just as you would, as we said, love a baby or love a puppy or love a beautiful sunset or love someone that inspires you. These are the most beautiful positive emotions that humans can experience here in this dimension. And the more that your consciousness it becomes in that spiritual alignment of divine love, the more exquisite that experience of love in the 3D becomes for you. But you have to be aware there are some people who confuse
what love really is. You know, if it is just purely an attachment without the feeling of sweetness, then it may be more of an addiction or an attachment than the actual feeling of what is love. Does that make sense? We hope.
Yes, it does. And I think you may have answered my next question, because when you talk about love, the connection with the divine, I can actually feel my whole body just relaxing. But the next question I had was, you know, this love, when we say we love our, for whatever we love, if it's a car, if it's our husband, our brother, or sister, we on this planet, we experience that love so deep, it causes you to open your heart. And in that open heart, we get hurt. People who have a broken heart, they say, I don't do relationship. It's too painful. Love is too painful. So when we end up with that, is that because we're using love, are we addicted to love as an attachment? Is that why we end up feeling like love is too painful?
Well, yes, that can certainly happen when one becomes attached to the person or thing in which, how shall we say, they transfer responsibility for their happiness upon another. Mm-hmm. And when one loves and loses that which they love, there is indeed a grieving process. But one must be careful not to identify so much with the love being outside of you.
Mm-hmm.
That person or thing becomes the loss of love as an experience in your life. But really, a healed and healthy individual will love themselves enough that even if someone breaks up with them or abandons them, that they still have enough love of self to get themselves through and to say, you know, I deserve love, to love and be loved in my life. And if this person is not there to love me, then I will love myself enough, and I will let God love me enough, and I will open up to all the love of my friends and family, and I still have love in my life, and life is good. And so one must adopt this more universal approach to love so that one can feel fulfilled in love from all sources, from all directions. And as one is fulfilled by love coming from everywhere, you know, that love is everywhere, you don't have to suffer when one person's love goes away. And really, it doesn't go away, it just changes form. And the person is, you know, changed, has a change of heart, as they say, is sometimes that they're called in another direction, or perhaps your karma with this person is complete. It's time to move on. So, again, each situation is different, but if you love yourself enough, you can move through loss with much more grace and ease. If you love God enough, if you love your own soul essence enough to connect with divine love, then loss does not have to be so painful.
Right, right. That makes a lot of sense. Let's talk about relationships. And before we actually go, well, actually, let's start here. What's your definition of relationship?
Well, relationship is just interaction at various levels of intensity. You have relationships with every single person you meet in life, work relationships, friend relationships, family relationships. It is just simply the interaction of souls. And it must be, how shall we say, the conscious relationship is one in which you are empowered to choose the boundaries of the relationship, the intensity of the relationship, and the amount of joy that you experience within the relationship. And when people choose to couple and partner in relationship, we would advise that the best thing that you can do is make a commitment to experiencing and co-creating joy together. and that you take delight in the love and the closeness that you co-create, and that you see the other as a reflection of the God within, as you see the God within them and see that reflecting the God within self, you become two powerful creators, creating a beautiful experience together. And that is relationship in its highest form, when people come together, simply love each other unconditionally, have zero intention of hurting one another, you know, only the intention to bless one another.
Yes.
And, it is always better, you know, when you can be in relationship focused on what you can give and receive in balance, but be a giver. Because when two givers come together, you have the potential to create the most blissful of relationships. But when a giver is paired with a taker, there's usually challenges, you know. And when two takers come together, oh, God bless them, you know.
I understand. So what's your take on opposite attracts when you talk about two givers coming together, or a giver and a taker, or a taker and a taker? What's your take on opposite attracts?
When opposites attract, there's usually some big karma and life lessons to be learned, unless they balance each other out. You know, sometimes when opposites attract, it's a disaster in terms of drama, you know, and chaos and misunderstandings, and I don't get who you are, and, you know, all that miscommunication, because if they're completely opposite, they really don't understand each other. They just find some sort of a thrill in being with something different, you know. And and there can be some great opposite attracts relationships where each of the qualities bring something to the table that the other doesn't have. And in its highest form, these opposite energies can be very complementary and can create that feeling of you complete me, you know, because you bring the qualities, gifts, and blessings to the table that I don't have for myself. So together we create harmony and bliss. So there's really all levels of the spectrum of happiness within the opposite attracts phenomena. And we would just suggest that if you're in a relationship with someone who seems to be your opposite, focus on how you can bring harmony and cohesiveness. But if you're in an opposite attracts relationship that's just drama and chaos, we'd recommend you learn your lessons and be complete with it, you know?
Yes. Let's talk about shame and guilt. Because shame and guilt have a way of eating into a relationship. We go into a relationship feeling shame and hoping the other person will make us feel whole, feel better, feel deserving and worthy. Or sometimes we go into a relationship feeling guilt. What's the reason? What's the point for guilt? And how can we heal? Well, what's the point for guilt and shame? And how can we heal it in ourselves individually?
Well, that's a very good question, Adi, and clearly you're speaking of the woundedness, you know, and each human, you know, has their own woundedness from life, because life is harsh, people are insensitive, you know, everyone has their own version of how life has made them a victim in some way or form. And sometimes people feel guilt or shame because they have victimized themselves, or perhaps they have not made the best choices for themselves, and they feel embarrassed about that, or they feel angry at themselves for the choices they have made. And so guilt and shame can take many, many different forms, but it is rooted in some form of woundedness. And so the key to healing that is loving oneself, valuing your life enough, and recognizing that you deserve to be happy, that no matter what you have done, you deserve to be forgiven, and that no matter what anyone else has done, there is a level of forgiveness that can be found,
Sometimes it's a incremental forgiveness, you know, and you have to work at it, you know, to perhaps say, well, I don't condone what has happened, but I accept what has happened.
Right.
And that is really key, is coming into acceptance of that which you cannot fix, change, or control, which is the past.
Mm.
And if someone is dwelling in guilt or shame, they are dwelling in the past.
Mm.
And so it is to find completion with the past and acceptance. Say, you know, what was. And maybe I was a schmuck, and maybe I did hurt people, but I have to forgive myself. I have to love myself. I ask for their forgiveness, I send them love, I send myself love, and I try to find peace with what is.
Mm.
And if you can do that, you are 90% of the way there, you know. So accept what is, love what is, be at peace with what is, and be in the moment of, okay, now here I am, now what? Now let me love myself, now let me make good choices for myself. Now let me seek to love and be loved in a positive way. Let me build my relationship with God and feel the peace of all that is.
Mm.
And it's a process. Sometimes people need help or need counseling and therapy to help them get to that point. But it's born from a desire inside of you to get past it.
I got some other questions about relationship. Because of the time on this planet, I'm going to keep moving. Let's move to abundance. It has so many meanings for us. We associate to just money sometimes. If we don't have money, we think we're not abundant. If we don't have money, we think we need to work with our consciousness. From your perspective, from an angelic realm, from a non-physical being's perspective, what is abundance?
Abundance is that there is plenty for everyone, always. That the universe is filled with all that you could possibly desire. And yet true abundance is perhaps the transcendence of desire. That's deep if you want to go into that one. But, we understand, yet to be human is to have desire. We understand
right.
Too much desire can create suffering. But in embracing an abundance consciousness, it is to abandon competitiveness, because competitiveness is born of the belief of lack, that there's not enough and we have to fight for what crumbs there are to gather.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a false belief that leads to, that is more in alignment with poverty consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is better to say, you know, there is plenty for everyone. There are billions and billions of dollars upon the planet, and I have this, how shall we say, I have God-given talents, gifts, and abilities, and I acknowledge that I am worthy to receive my share of abundance in this life so that I can live in alignment with how I choose to live.
Mm.
And so abundance is really a state of mind. It is a place of worthiness within you. It is a place of creativity as well, because sometimes you have to be honoring your creativity to generate new channels of income in your life, and
right.
Also using your creativity for your own prosperity prayers to state to the universe exactly what you wish to manifest. But those who are abundant tend to be good manifestors. So it ties in with the law of attraction and the energy of alignment with your intentions and the abandonment of fear. One is focused on fear of lack and fear of poverty and fear of not paying your bills. You can sometimes draw in lack from your own manifestation. But, you understand.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It's just like light bulbs, because I was going to say there are those of us who know that there's all that we need is everywhere. It's life is abundant. It's just there. And there are people who are giving up their gift and their creativity with it. And for myself, there are times where I feel that I'm lacking something. I have an idea or thought, or maybe just paying bills or having the money to do just simple things to go out. And I find that I'm conflicted between, well, you know, I am sort of in this place of knowing that the universe, God, is taking care of me, but I still have this challenge right now. And when you talked about fear and the fear of lack and fear of not having, that can invite what we don't want. And it kind of eliminates my next question, really. I guess I'm still going to ask, because I was going to say the question was going to be, there are people who know that, yes, abundance is everywhere, we are abundant, we are one with God, but somehow their everyday experience is opposite that knowing. What's really going on there? What needs to be augmented or changed so we can see clearly?
Yes, that is a good question, because it is so common. It is very prevalent of that. You know, just getting by type of experience. And the first thing is that we encourage people not to beat on yourselves or to beat yourselves up for this, if you're having this experience, but yet to step to a greater level of compassion with self and not be hard on yourself for these situations that arise. It is to then take the next step, which is to pray and to be very clear on what you are asking the universe to draw into your life. Perhaps it is a new job or a new opportunity or more clients or the wisdom of knowing exactly what is my life purpose. And praying on these things will bring some clarity and insight and opportunity showing up before you. But then you must pay attention to how is the universe guiding you? What are the signs? What is this person who's coming up to you, talking to you? Does this person offer a gift or a blessing to you? And what you need to pay attention to open up to those opportunities. Is it also what action steps need to be taken to bring about these opportunities? Do you need to get out new resumes? Do you need to network your business more? Do you need to step up your internet presence? You know, there's going to be action steps, because we can tell you that anyone that is successful in business, you know, worked a series of action steps to get there. You know, that's pretty clear. There may be important planning and strategizing time that one has to go within and feel, what are you called to do? Are you truly living in your highest purposes, or is there some extension of your energy and focus that can generate more income? Can you set aside more time to write that book and get it published and then receive what you are meant to receive from it? It is to also recognize that everyone has various levels of blockages, we will say. You know, sometimes there is a big block of poverty consciousness to be cleared in order to go to that next level of experience of abundance. And so one must perhaps look at, what are the childhood patterns, what are the thought patterns that need to be adjusted. And it's good to pick up some of those books about abundance and prosperity and say the positive affirmations to welcome abundance from all channels. To welcome money from multiple sources of income, and to follow that creative impulse that will generate additional income channels in your life. And also to appreciate everything that you have. To be in that gratitude is so important, Thank you, God, that I was able to pay my bills this month. Thank you, God, for bringing the clients and the money to me this month. I am grateful for this, and I am grateful for more that is coming.
Mm.
So keep in the positive affirmations and watch the negative self-talk around it.
Right, right. So just because I have water in the house, it doesn't mean I won't be thirsty. I have to get up and go drink the water. So just because we know there's abundance, we have to do our own part. I got it. I got it. Now, I got one more question to ask you before we go to the listeners. And for those of you who are just joining us, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. My guest is Tara Sonora, but right now she has moved to the right, and we are speaking with a group of master teachers, non-physical beings, and we're talking about love, relationship, and abundance. So one last question I want to ask about abundance, and then we're going to do reading from listeners. There's a prayer that I've been drawn to lately, and when I read it, it really speaks to my soul, and there's a song that goes along with that as well. And it's a prayer from the Bible, Psalms 23, where it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Can you talk about the importance of that mentality, that prayer? Because for me, I find like it has a new meaning. You know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and the whole thing about just really taking care of me and goodness and mercy shall follow me. Now, speak to us on that, on Psalm 23.
Well, yes, that is a very powerful verse, and that psalm in particular has brought comfort to millions and millions of people over the ages. And it is embodying a great truth that God provides, and that when you say, "I shall not want," it means that all your wants are fulfilled when you are allowing the presence of God to provide. And it is to also recognize that there is an aspect of God within that is that can never abandon you. He's always there. And as such, you are a creator being. And to step into that co-creative energy where you embrace the essence of the Creator within you and around you, then you can create in an unlimited way. But certainly having faith in God in whatever form that you align with and harmonize with is empowerment.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Juan. Thank you so much for answering those questions. Now we're going to get ready and take some questions from listeners. Let's go to Linda Lou in Alaska. Hello, Linda. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm doing awesome. How are you?
Very well.
Hey, congratulations on your anniversary. Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it, and I'm grateful.
You're welcome. So what's your question?
I have, since I moved back to Alaska last year I was having quite a few 1111 numbers come up and hearing knocks on my door when no one was there. And that was, I got back up here in June of last year, and then in September, a vision was given to me to be a vessel for change on the Internet and create a website that currently doesn't exist on the Internet. And this last week, every morning, I was woken at 4:44 in the morning. And then Friday morning, I was woke up at 3:33. And when I went to go back to bed, my BlackBerry appointment chime went off. And, of course, I didn't have an appointment set for 3:30 or 4:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning. So So I tended to that and then turned back around and started back for bed, and my computer decided to restart itself. So at that point, I was awake, and I feel like something, some non-physical being or beings are trying to connect with me, but I'm reluctant to put any of my own description to it. So I was wondering if you could help me kind of understand this.
Yes, dear one, indeed, as we connect with you, we feel that you do have, of course, spirit guides and angels that are reaching out to you. And, of course, the numbers have their own meanings, but it is usually a message that that spirit is with you. And when these electronic phenomena happen that are not explainable, it is sometimes spirit messing with you. You know, and it is good to pray and to ask that that you be protected, and that you can call upon Archangel Michael, for example, or any of the ascended masters to come and be with you. And sometimes that is good to just assure that there is a positive and loving energy present, and not, you know, just some astral being that's messing with you, you know. But to call in the higher energies and sit and meditate when these signs appear. Say, all right, I'm going to sit down and meditate now and ask what is the message from my angels and guides. And just feel what you feel. Let the feeling rise up within you. And sometimes it takes a little bit of practice. Sometimes it's just a message that spirit is saying, we are here with you, we love you, and all is well. Sometimes they're trying to lead you in a direction or guide you to pay attention to something in particular. So we would just encourage that you take some time for meditation and just open up to feel what you feel and ask for the highest of guidance from the highest of beings. Is that helpful, or is there something more specific we can address?
Well, it is helpful, and I wonder if you can answer me that I am going in the right direction. I am on purpose from what I have perceived is my purpose.
Yes, we would agree that you are being strongly guided to do what you are doing, and that there is a reward for it in your life. We see that there will be a balance of giving and receiving energies. But as you know, these kinds of businesses take a little while to completely turn around to be profitable. But we would encourage that you also seek good business counsel in combination with, you know, the spiritual perspective, which is, of course, you know, holding a positive awareness that you are in providing a valuable service, and that the energies of giving and receiving shall be appropriately balanced in your life, but that you also have that grounded, how shall we say, good business plan, so that, you know, you might even meet with a business consultant or the Small Business Administration, or meet with a marketing expert. You know, be sure that you seek out the proper advice that is very business-specific, and that will help you overall. You know, it's people sometimes think they just have to be in the right spiritual mindset and don't tend to the details. But to be successful in business, you have to do both. You've got to look at the very grounded business advice as well as the right spiritual approach.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you. We appreciate you as well. We thank you for calling in today, and we hope we've been of some help.
Absolutely. Much peace and many blessings.
And blessings to you as well, dear one.
Every question, every listener represents the rest of us. Let's take this call. I think this will be it. Let's go to Mary, Mary, I want to talk with you. I'm going to just spend the rest of the time talking with you, Mary. So, Mary, what's your question? Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Well,
yes, hello.
You sound like you're on a speakerphone. Can you get closer to the phone or take it off the earpiece or whatever? And what's your question?
My cell phone. Thank you very much. I had a couple quick questions. One is, you said the frequency of love is the same as the frequency of healing. Is that also the same frequency as gratitude?
Yes. Hello, Mary. Greetings, dear one.
Oh, what? It's so wonderful to connect. I love you so much.
Oh, we love you as well, dear one, indeed. And yes, of course, the energy of love, gratitude brings you into that frequency of love and appreciation and healing. So yes, you might say gratitude is a valid and viable pathway to feeling and experiencing love. As long as gratitude isn't kept as a purely mental exercise, you know, you can think gratitude, thinking gratitude, you know, and that's a good start, but you've got to feel the gratitude. And when you feel the gratitude, then you're entering into the realm of love, yes.
So that in our human lifetime, we don't spend all our time only in the third dimension then? Because
well, ideally, individuals on a spiritual path who have some spiritual awareness will begin experiencing themselves as an interdimensional being, as a soul that is more than just the 3D body. And and everyone can feel that and does feel it in different intensities, you know, simply from the daydream, lucid dreaming state can be the beginning of an interdimensional awareness of self to those who meditate very deeply and can experience very deep and profound interdimensional consciousness.
Can know when we're experiencing that versus an ordinary meditative or the usual meditative state?
Well, it's going to be very individual what people experience, but ideally a meditative experience that is good and positive is one in which the vibration of love is present. And if one is of a loving consciousness, and focused upon reaching a higher dimensional state of awareness, then you can move beyond third, beyond fourth, and into a fifth dimensional consciousness, which is a realm of love.
Fifth dimension is love. The question I originally wanted to ask had to do with life purpose, and you talked a lot about that. I've been praying on it, and I've been reading. Richard Leder has a wonderful book on that, and doing the best I've determined or I've been able to come aware of with action steps. Can you tell me, is it a past lifetime keeping me from getting into my life purpose?
We don't feel it's as much of a past lifetime as a feeling that... how shall we say, you've created a feeling that you're not living your life purpose. Whereas, in fact, every day you're living your life purpose in some way or form. It is to recognize that purpose of being a good and loving, positive person in the world is a powerful life purpose that you do fulfill every day. It's important to not believe that you're somehow not fulfilling your life purpose because you're not doing a specific task. Within the purpose of being a good and loving, positive person for the world, there can be multiple tasks that can fulfill that purpose. And so for you, Mary, we feel that you are fulfilling your purpose in so many ways. And yet, is there more? Yes, of course there is more. Are there more tasks to be done? Yes. Are there more ways of generating money? Yes, of course. And so it is to just embrace your gifts, your talents, your abilities, to recognize that you can be of service to God and humanity through a multitude of ways, and that whatever way you pick is your purpose in that moment, yes?
Wow. Yeah. I hadn't necessarily thought that I had that great a range of choices. And I keep thinking I must be missing something here, or the prosperity would have shown up by now. It's a challenge for me to figure out where I'm tripping myself up, you know. But you're right on about I do feel very often in a day that I am serving humanity, you know, and I do have the joy of living a life where there is a strong presence of love in every day.
Absolutely, and you are doing that. And to our other listeners, we encourage you to recognize that each day that you are a kind and loving, positive person in the world, you are fulfilling something wonderful that is perfectly in alignment with your optimal expression. And for many of you, and for you as well, Mary, there may be other opportunities. You know, if you feel like you missed the boat this way or that way, then catch the next boat, you know. So if there are some dead ends that didn't pan out in the past, then keep looking for the next opportunity and say, God, bring me this wonderful opportunity. I am ready to work in a way that rewards me abundantly. I am ready to be paid even more than what I perceive myself value to be. I am open to applying my natural gifts, talents, and abilities in ways that bring prosperity into my life. And for all this and more, I give my thanks. Amen.
Yes.
You know, so,
amen. Thank you very much, Mary. I appreciate you. And let's have a date on Facebook so we can talk some more.
Thank you. Bless you all. And thank you for honoring me with this opportunity. And the key word for me is ready. I think I kept thinking it was coming around the corner soon. I never stopped to say and proclaim my readiness. Thank you both. Well, all
You're
of you.
All right. Our love to you, Mary. Bless
my love to you, one.
Thank you, dear one.
Juan, it's just been such a joy to have you here. Tara is waiting behind the scenes to bring us back. And, you know, I'm just completely grateful for the wisdom that you're sharing through Tara and for the questions of what you share with us. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I look forward to having you back with us. I know we don't need a radio show to communicate with you, but some of us do.
Well, thank you, Adi. It's been a great pleasure to have this time with you. And indeed, we hope that we've provided some insight to your listeners today. And it is always our joy to merge with Tara and to speak through her. And we just encourage all of you to love yourselves, to be open to connecting to your own higher self, and recognizing that you are a creator God disguised as a human at this time. So why not create the best possible life that you can for yourself, yes?
Yes, indeed, creator God. Thank you so much, Juan, and we look forward to having you back on Life Conversations Radio.
Thank you, dear Juan. We'll let Tara return then, and we bid you our fondest farewell for now. We are one. Good day.
Good day.
Good
we
day.
Are one. We are one, Creator God. Tara's coming back. You've been listening to Tara. Welcome back.
Hello, I'm back, I think.
Puts a whole new meaning to being used by God. Wow.
Yes, that was fun. I hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, I did. I have to listen to the show again, and it just especially when we're talking about love, relationship, the shame and guilt, and how love. I mean, all of it really just really touched me. And before we let you go, we've definitely kept you longer than we had planned. Even we extended. We told you we extended a little bit more. We got longer. But I want to ask you this: what was that like for you when one was answering the question? Can you hear what they're saying, or was it more just a feeling of joy?
Well, there's always a feeling of joy, and they fill me with so much love when they do come in.
And I just kind of stay off to the side and try to stay out of the way so that their energies can just come in as strong and clear and direct as possible. But I enjoyed witnessing the session today, and I really enjoyed connecting with the listeners and with you. It's been fun.
Yes, it is. It is. Whew, gosh. So we've got to let you go. I don't want you to go. Don't leave. But thank you. Thank you so much for your words at the beginning of the conversation we had before you brought one in. And we're definitely looking forward to having you back. We're going to give Linda Lou one of your meditation CD, and I'll get my co-producer to get Linda Lou's information, and we'll forward that to you. All right?
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
And before you go, is there anything you want to share with us, an event you have coming up, maybe something you want to talk about that I didn't ask you about, but definitely this is your opportunity.
Well, thank you so much for that. I am leading a spiritual journey to Peru this coming November 2nd, and it's going to be visiting all the wonderful sacred sites, Machu Picchu and the Sacred Valley of Peru, and I'm super excited about that trip. So if anyone's interested, contact me through theangelchannel.com. And then I'm also the founder and organizer of the annual Channelers World Peace Cruise. Uh-huh. And so our third one is this year. We're sailing in December. And I'm very excited because we're going to be in St. Thomas on 12-12-12, doing a world peace ceremony on the beach in St. Thomas. So it's going to be a wonderful 7-day Caribbean cruise. And details for that are on worldpeacecruise.com.
Worldpeacecruise.com. Tara, once again, thank you for the work you do. Thank you for saying yes and continue to keep surrender and let go so that you can do more good work. We truly, truly appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, Addie. And we appreciate you as well for all the good work you're doing in the world. Thank you.
Thank you, my sister. Talk to you again and look forward to having you back.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks. Love and blessings to all.
Yes, indeed. Wow, what an experience. This is one show. There's so many shows I can listen to, but I just got to come back and listen as a listener. I don't always get to listen as a listener. I listen as a host, and it's a different thing. Let's squeeze in Celeste Morgan for Celestial Moment, which we couldn't do. We usually do it around one. And we're going to squeeze in real quick, and we'll get ready to release the show. I knew the show was going to go over, but I didn't think it was going to go. But anyway, just get over it. Listen to the wisdom of the one. All is well. Ooh, Celeste Morgan, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm on fire. I love Tara. Mm-hmm. I love one. That was really powerful. And I just have to tell you this, my friend, on the anniversary, your congratulations. Seven was running. It's the chariot victory. And I actually have an affirmation for you that I'm going to get through Celestial Moment. You can get part two of your gift tomorrow. I think you should, like, celebrate all week. How about that? Yeah,
that's a good idea. 4 years of Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, it is worth celebrating. So remind me now because I get caught up in my
I got you. I got you. I'm going to have something for you every day this week around this day. It's just juicy stuff. Anyway, good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. This week, we are getting ready for a new moon and summer solstice. It is a beautiful time to be alive. It's Monday, June 18th, 2012. Add the date and you get 2036. Add 2036 and the energy of the day equals 11. Linda Lou, double your pleasure when you tap into being the master of your own life. 11 is a master number. It is said to be the most intuitive of all numbers, representing illumination and a channel to the subconscious. 11 is a dreamer. It also expresses in tarot as the strength card or the justice card, depending on your tarot deck. The 11th animal in the medicine cards is the moose, and its gift is the medicine of a strong, healthy self-esteem. The 11th letter of the alphabet is K, and words like kindred, kindness, and karma connect us to the magical power of 11. Now today, for a special treat, we're going to play with the Sacred Circle Tarot, a Celtic pagan journey, which expresses the number 11 as the web. This card shows a weaver goddess standing with her knife, a dog, and a beautiful web with a spider in it. She peers out of the card with an ancient knowing and a clear power stance. She represents death, initiation, and rebirth. She owns her thread and her creation. She represents the gift of the sense of self, a dual realization that we weave our own worlds, and yet we are still connected with all of life. Our actions and energy have a ripple effect, so she quietly asks us to heed our own creations. This is all about development of a personal morality and conscience, an inner sense of right and wrong, but I suggest we focus a little more closer to home. If we are feeling our energy draining, it's time to take a look at our web. Are we saying yes to people, places, and things from not enough space? If so, take a breath and do your part to reduce tension in the universe. Our strings get weaker from too much pulling, and we experience stress. I'm clear I'm not being pleasant when that's happening. We can download heaven on earth when we eliminate this practice. Let's align by making decisions faced with our own quiet contemplation and trusting the answers we receive. Yes, take another look at your creation. If your web no longer replenishes, nourishes, or catches your food, be like the weaver goddess. Have enough strength to accept that it's time to begin again. Have enough strength to cut a lifeless web down. You can do it. All is well. And that's the story of 11 told through the web of Sacred Circle Tarot. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for getting it in there. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Celeste. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Thank you for all for listening. Share the show with your friends, your lovers, your haters, your enemy, your enemy. We'll be back tomorrow with Edwin Gaines, the four spiritual laws of prosperity. Be loved, be true to yourself, and just as important, be loved. This is Chuck Carly Jackson, a lesson in the oneness. We're out.
I know now that we are one. 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 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 Well, there is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.